You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
God bless you, bless you, bless you. All of you, bless you. I love you all. Yesterday, God began to speak to me about this word, to speak to you, and when I, along with my wonderful family, 21 years ago, started Hope, this is one of the scriptures he based it on, was Hebrews 6, 18 through 20, and I want to talk this morning, just for a few minutes, about hope is your anchor. Hope is your anchor. Hope is your anchor. Now, I've had a relationship with some of y'all for a long time. And I just want to say to you, you can only have a long-term relationship if you protect your reputation. And your word means something. There's a young man that I have some sports memorabilia that I can't get all on my walls. And I said to Gary, I just wanted to give it away. And Gary said to me, no, I don't want it. And then last night he called up and says, yeah, I do want it. But he wanted it to give to somebody that would make a difference in their life. And so on the way to church this morning, I told him I was going to go try to search for it in the garage. And this morning I had Deshane and her tribe at my house. And I said, I got caught up into all of that, and I didn't do it. It bothered me all the way to church and to this time because I gave you my word. Now, that's not old school. That's just the right school. You can't be created in the image and likeness of God and your word not mean something. That's why don't be telling your kids you're going to take them to Disney World and then don't do it. Because whatever you promise your children, they're going to remember. You think you're getting them just to shut up, but they're not shutting up. You made them a promise. You have your reputation. So the word of God starts like this in 18. So there's two unchangeable things. Just say unchangeable. Unchangeable things that he made this promise to Abraham, two intangible things, which it is impossible for God to lie. Two things, write them down. Number one, he made a promise. Number two, he made an oath. An oath. Come here. If I come into a court of law, and Tiff is the bailiff. Now, there's one thing, Dr. Joel, for me to say, I promise, I give you my word. You know, I'm going to be there. That's my integrity. But whenever I take my hand and I put on the Bible and they say, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, you swear an oath. Now the difference in that is now legal is got involved. Because if you lie under oath, you're going to jail. That's called perjury. Now, God says, I didn't just promise what I'm about to tell you. I made an oath about it. How many of you know when God makes an oath, you can take it to the bank? I know everybody says you can take it to the bank. You can really take it to the bank. And I just want to say this by the Spirit right up top today. It says, really, in verse 13 before this whole starts is, he says, Abraham, I'm going to back you to the hilt. I'm putting my reputation on the line. I promise you that I will bless, bless, and bless. I want to start today by just defeating the evil that's in, over, and attacking our people. If your finances are under attack right now, I want you just to stand up. If your finances are under attack, I want you just to stand up. Now, listen to me. God made an oath. Look in my eyes. God made an oath to you. He said, I promise to bless you. I promise to bless you. And this morning, I just got mad coming to church with a righteous indignation. God's people deserve to be blessed. If you're in a season right now, where God is blessing you, I want you just to reach out and touch somebody that's standing up. Do it right now. If you're in a season that you're being blessed right now, reach out and touch somebody. Reach out and touch somebody. If you're in a season that you're being blessed right now, I want to tell you that God is no respecter of persons. I said God is no respecter of person. He is not somebody that will lie. His reputation is impeccable. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you told me to come to this house today and pronounce this word on these people. That your oath before God was to bless, bless, and bless. Everybody say three times, bless, bless, and bless. It's his oath. It's his promise. I expect this week, not some week, not next week, this week. For those of you that need jobs, it shall be happen. For those of you that need something supernatural happen, it shall happen. For those of you that need a supernatural intervention of God, it happens this week. How many of you that are sitting down, God miraculously did something for you at one time? Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. I'm just telling you, the same God that did it for the people's hands that are being raised, Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne, I believe there is a warfare over this house and the abundance and the blessings that God wants to give through every person. And apostolically, in the name of Jesus, I break that stronghold over you. I break that stronghold that's coming against your finances according to the word. He can't lie. Everybody say, God can't lie. All right, I want you to receive that. You can be seated. All right, so we go here. Now, look at every word in the Word of God as something that's not put in there just as a filler, just extra. It says, verse 18, there's two interchangeable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, his promise and his oath. We who have, watch this, fled for refuge. It's okay to go through something. I said it's okay to go through something. It says here, they fled for refuge that they might have strong encouragement to take hold. Take hold. Take hold of the hope that's set before you. The Bible says about Jesus, he endured the cross for the hope that was set before him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Pastor Henry, come here just a second. Now, this man, he has written books about fitness and all these other things. He's strong as a bull. Now, I want, watch this. There is holding on to somebody, and then there is taking hold of somebody. If you were going to take hold of me, what would that look like? See here? Now that is like, I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. Grab somebody's hand next to you and go, I'm taking hold. I'm taking hold. I'm not letting go. There is a hope that is set. Come on. I didn't hear that. I said, take hold. This is a promise of God today. Take hold. Look at me. There's no way he's going anywhere. I've got hold of him. Take hold. The Word of God is not a nice bunch of stories to encourage you motivationally. The Word of God is a promise that you take hold of. Let me see you one more time. Take it. Take hold. Take hold. Take hold. One more time. I don't see y'all doing it. Here we go. What? That's it, Anna. Take hold. Take hold. Take hold. Okay. Thank you. I haven't even gotten to the word yet. Here we go. Here we go. Take hold. Take hold. Take hold. 19 is where we want to go. 19 is where we want to go. We have this hope. Now, underline this in your Bible. Write this down in your notes. This is the key. Which is an anchor to your soul. Did it say an anchor to your spirit? Did it say an anchor to your life? It said an anchor to your soul. Because the battle is in the soul. Above all, 3 John 1 and 2, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health as your emotions. Your mind, your will, your emotions. So watch this. Everybody say, hope is an anchor. Hope is an anchor. Hope is an anchor. Hope is an anchor. Now ask Pastor Gary. I says, Gary, what's the deal with anchor? Gary was in the Navy. He was on the big ships. And he said, whenever it was time to pull up the anchor, there would be a huge sign. Because when you pull up the anchor, I don't care if the ship weighs, those big ships can weigh hundreds of tons, thousands of tons. The minute that you pull up anchor, you start drifting. Because of currents, tides, wind, it doesn't matter how big the ship is, it starts to move, to float, to drift without an anchor. So now, everything changes when you pull up. The song written in 1906, that is the fight song for the Navy, is called Anchors Away, which means, it's plural, which means we're pulling up all the anchors, and now the ships are moving. Now, I'm not talking about moving. Today, I'm talking about hope being an anchor. Now, I want to tell you this. The reason some of you are battling all week long is you have not anchored down. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Your emotions should not be in play because hope is your anchor. Now, you take that huge ship. You drop that huge anchor that weighs tons itself. Now watch this. You can't drop an anchor unless you're still. You'll tear the anchor. You'll tear the chain off the ship. You'll rip the ship up trying to drop anchor on the move. You drop anchor when you still yourself and say, God, I know I'm in control. I know that you've brought me to this place. Somebody say, God, you've brought me to a good place. Sunday is a place where you still yourself in worship. You get quiet. And then when God, you hear the word and the word moves you, before you leave, you drop anchor. And all week long, it's the ground you have. Nothing can change the place you are. Nothing can move a boat that's anchored. Are you hearing me? Your emotions make you think that this is not true. But your emotions don't matter. Hope is the anchor. Now here's, some of you say, well, I believe it. I put it down. Well, see, that's not what you do. You don't just drop an anchor. You reverse the engines, come back, and you set the anchor in the seabed that the whole bottom of the sea would have to give way before your ship would move. Have you set your anchor? Are you listening to me? I know what I know, what I know, what I know. I set my anchor. I know in whom I believe. I'm faithful. The guy who writes most of the New Testament, shipwrecked twice, beaten 39 stripes, eaten, attacked by wild dogs, in prison countless times, sea serpents jump out of the fire and attach themselves to him. And he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? He had an anchor. Are you hearing me? He had an anchor. Now let me show you something. Here's an anchor. If he's anchored, watch, the wind can blow, but the only thing he can do is go in a circle. As long as the anchor line is, it seems like sometimes things are getting a little uncomfortable, a little uneasy. Wait a minute, God, are you still in control? Watch this. You're just going in a circle. It seems like things are moving, but you're still anchored. Some of us have a long anchor line. We've been through a lot. But you're not going to run into any rocks. Nothing's going to take your ship down. Nothing's going to defeat you because you're anchored in hope. So he says here, you're anchored in hope. It can't slip. It can't break down. It doesn't matter what kind of pressure, because this hope is firm and steady. It's a hope that enters in the inner place behind the curtain. That's why you find hope in worship. Are you with me? You find hope in worship. Verse 20. And Jesus has entered there as a forerunner. In other words, Jesus came to show you this anchor works. Having become a high priest in order of Melchizedek. Now, is there currents? Yes, there are currents. Are there tides? Yes. Let me give you four things real quick, and then I'm going to tell you a story, and then we're going to pray. This morning, it's time to take hold of your anchor. Now, I want you to close your eyes for a minute and think about this. What has God told you to do? What has God told you to do? Because the word of the Lord to you this morning is, if you'll do what he's told you to do, God will do what he says he will do. Quit trying to do God's business. This week has probably been the most difficult emotional week in my life for years. So I'm not preaching out of something that I haven't been through. I'm telling you right now, my anchor is set. God said, are you doing what I told you to do? He said, you study, you go help those people at Hope tomorrow, and all the things you're worried about, I will take care of. Close your eyes. Think about it. What has God told you to do? Whenever you take care of those children in Haiti, God says, Rhonda, I'll take care of you. Good God Almighty. Cynthia, all you have to do is take care of what? We're worrying about the wrong things. You take care. Every time you take care, Johnny, of God's business, you hold to that. God says, no, Johnny, Margaret, don't worry. I'll take care of your business. Can somebody just grab hold of somebody beside you and say, take hold of that word. Take hold, take hold, take hold of that word. I've got hold of it. What has God called you to do, Javi? Do that. And you don't worry about anything else. God takes care of his business. Okay. So we see the question. Okay, stand. I want everybody that knows you've had a prophetic word in your life. You know that God has spoke to you. Raise your hand. Let me see. You know that God has spoke to you. See, the truth is you have something to hold on to. The truth is you have something to hold on to. How many of you can say Right now in my life, I don't have a sure word. Right now in my life, I don't have a sure word. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Because you're going to leave today with a sure word. There's prophetic voices in this house. You're going to leave today with a sure word that you can hold on to. And you can put your anchor into. Somebody say out loud, I have a sure word. No, turn to somebody beside you and say, I got a sure word. Somebody else. I have a sure word. And I'm going to anchor on that. I'm going to anchor on that. Number two. Now watch this. If hope is the anchor, faith is the engine. When you get a word of God, move on it. Just make certain it's a sure word. Make sure it's a sure word. Now watch this. Watch this. Most people don't understand. Sometimes your insecurity makes you keep the anchor down, and you're trying to run the engine with an anchor set. So you're working really hard, but you're not going anywhere. Faith is the engine. Faith is what moves you. But I'm only, watch this, Henry, I'm only pulling up my anchor if God has given me a sure word. Then I engage the engines. If you have ever had a boat, let me tell you what you don't want to do. Go to the gas station. Cost to fill up a big boat, hundreds of dollars. If it's a real big boat, my friend Mark Fravel, who comes to the boat, he's got a 40-something footer. When he goes to fill up the tank, it's like $1,500 to $1,800 just to fill it up. And so if he runs the boat at high speed, you got to fill that thing up pretty quick. If you're smart, it can be a lot longer. I'm just telling you clearly today, faith's the engine. What speed you run at has got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is the good one. This is a good one. This is a good one. Number three, you've got to keep your hole clean. Now, I went one day to a friend of mine that pastors in this town. He lives over on the water. And I saw out in the backyard, he had this beautiful big boat. And I says, take me for a ride on your boat. He says, I can't. I said, why can't you? He said, well, we haven't moved it for a while. And the barnacles have grown on the bottom of the boat so much that the barnacles have attached from the boat to the bottom of the water. And he said, it's going to take thousands of dollars to clean the hull. Now watch this. I said to Gary, Gary, teach me about those huge Navy ships. He says, Bishop, every time those ships come into port, they send divers down with scrapers to scrape off the stuff on the bottom of the ship. Watch this. He said, because anything on the bottom of your ship that's there slows down the speed, makes you use more gas, and becomes an incredible friction against moving forward. Jesus did four things on earth. Four things on earth. Number one, he taught. Number two, he preached. Number three, he healed the sick. But number four, he cast out spirits. And every day there are things that try to attach themselves to you. They try to attach themselves to you. So they try to attach some worry on you. They try to attach low self-esteem on you. They try to attach a spirit of infirmity on you. They start to have a spirit of fear on you. All of a sudden, there's some addiction situation that things are getting out of control. Today, God sent me to tell you the delivering power of Jesus Christ is here today to clean your vessel. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you're here today and you know something is stuck on you that doesn't belong on you. It might be something that has come all the way back from childhood. I'm not talking about inner healing right now. I'm talking about deliverance. I'm talking about there's something that's bothered you. It's when you pray, your anxiety field. There's a depression that's on you. That needs to be set free. You need to be set free. There's something that you need to break off of you. A pattern that keeps going over and over and over again. That's where low self-esteem comes from. That's where there is a fear that you want to step out. You want to take your engine. You want to pull anchor. But you have some problem. The enemy has tried to make you think that's you. But as I'm talking right now, you know that's not you. I'm here with a massive scraper from the Holy Spirit to set you free. If you're here and you know, don't be looking at anybody else. If you want to know, salvation means deliverance. I said salvation means deliverance. If you're here today and you know there's something that is attacking you, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet right now. You know there's something attacking you. You know there's something attacking you. Let me tell you something. The delivering power of Jesus Christ is here right now. The delivering power of Jesus Christ. Man, some of you are so courageous. Don't let there be something dragging your progress. Something that the engine's having to work twice as hard because you're carrying something that doesn't belong. There's about 20 more people need to stand up. It's here. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I can deliver you right where you are. I can deliver you. There you go. There you go. There you go. You're going to be so slick on the bottom of your boat. The same energy that used to take you to go 30 miles an hour, you take the same energy and go 60 miles an hour. You know why? Because who the sun sets free is free indeed. Somebody that's free, reach around and touch somebody. Somebody that's free, reach around. Everybody needs somebody to touch them. Everybody needs somebody to touch them. Everybody needs somebody to touch him. That's it. That's it. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I come against anything that would attach itself to your people. Anything that is unlike you, in the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance. The delivering power of the Word of God. The delivering power. This same Jesus in the Word of God is the Jesus that's here this morning. I want you to announce the fact in the heavenlies. Everybody in this house go, I am free. Nothing can attach itself to me. The blood of Jesus has cleaned my vessel. Now, I want you to shout and give God some praise because you're free. Oh, come on. I'm free. I'm free. I am free. That doesn't belong on me. Maria, it's not on, doesn't belong on me. Alex, it doesn't belong on me. It does not belong on me. I'm free. I am free. Free. Come on, praise him for 30 seconds more. I'm free. I'm free. That cannot attach itself to me. It tries to come back. I just say in Jesus' name, free, free. You can't attach that to me. You can't attach that to me. Things attach itself to you when you're staying too long in the same place. Barnacles can't get you if you're on the move. If you're on the move. All right. Number four. Radar. The Holy Spirit is your radar or your GPS. My friend, I was just down 3 weeks ago, and I was on the boat with my friend Mark Fravel, and he said, lobster season is coming up, the mini season. There's only 2 days. And he said, I could catch a bunch of lobster, but I didn't take the chip out of my last GPS and put in this GPS, because in my last GPS, I had marked where all the lobsters are. So all I had to do was turn the GPS on, and while everybody else was searching, I was just picking up lobsters. The Bible says about Elisha, the enemy said, he knows what's going on in our bedroom. Somebody say, God has a GPS in my boat. God has a GPS in my boat. He will guide me into all truth. He has marked. Are y'all hearing me? He has marked where the enemy is, and I can just avoid that. We're not children of darkness. We are children of light. So, today, we're in heaven's court. Here's the Bible. This is serious. I want you to take your hand, if you're serious, and lift your hand out toward the Bible and say, Father God, well, let me tell you what you're going to make an oath before you say it. Because you might want to say something if you're going to break it. I'm going to ask you to make an oath to the Holy Spirit that every day you're going to check in with him. That every day you're going to check with him and say, is this the way I go? Today do I anchor? Today do I open the engines and go? Today do I anchor? And don't worry. Because if you don't have an anchor down, you've got to run the engines just to maintain the same place. That's why you're tired. That's why you're overwhelmed. Your engines are running all the time. Good God Almighty! But you just need to put an anchor down and rest. It's an anchor for my soul. Come on, Dennis. I put the anchor down and I know that I know all things work together for my good. Now, I might circle around a little bit as long as the line is, but the anchor is set. Are you ready to make the oath? Reach your hand out toward the Word of God and say, God, I make an oath to you this day that every day, I'll check in with the Holy Spirit. And whatever the Holy Spirit says, whatever the Holy Spirit says, that's what I'll do. That is what I'll do. Give me this day our daily bread. Yesterday's obedience could be today's heresy. All right, here we go. Story of Noah. God looks all over the earth. He looks all over the earth and he finds one guy that was righteous. One guy, and he says, and Noah found favor and grace in the eyes of the Lord, and the flood didn't touch him. The flood elevated him. God told me to tell you today, you accepted the invitation to come, and if you receive this word and apply it, you are Noah to this generation. That's it. That's all you got. I said, you are, this is what I do all over the world. When I'm in Norway next week, I say, if you got it, just say, I got it. I got it. Guys, we're Noah. We wrote down this book, Fathers of Reinvention. Noah was not a boat builder. Noah was not a boat builder. He didn't know anything about boat building. God just said, all right, I want you to build the ship. I'm going to tell you how to do it. And once you do it, now watch this. There was no anchor on the ark. So there was only two places of salvation possible. One, that he would run into a safe harbor. There would be an island somewhere that he could run into that would be a soft bottom, or he would run into authority. there would be a mountain called Ararat that ship landed on authority. Now, the reason you want to live in covenant is because when the floods come, it elevates you. Can I give you the best news? Oh, my God. I hope if you have a heart trouble, God, in the name of Jesus, heal all heart trouble. Because this is going to be. After the flood, Noah owned everything. Ownership changes after a flood. Ownership. This is my house. No, you were drowned. It all. See, that's why you want to stay in covenant. That's why you want to stay inside the ship. That's why you don't want to give up. That's why. Time to put an anchor down. Put an anchor down. Because, listen, when this is over, the enemy comes in like a flood. But the Lord raises up a standard. Who's the standard? We are the standard. We say, I'm the standard. I'm the standard. Anchor on that. All right. I'm rapping. That's why we have the spiritual transition glasses every Sunday from 9 to 10. Is that right, Pastor Josh? Pastor Corinne? From 9 to 10. Why do we have these classes? I'm going to tell you why we have these classes. So that you can anchor. So that you know how to anchor. There's an old song that I grew up with. Joe, remember this song? Those of you that got some age on you, you'll remember this song. If you don't want to admit it, you don't have to. But I know who's old in here. This song, even Johnny Cash recorded it. But the song is called The Old Gospel Ship. The song says, I'm going to take a trip on the good old gospel ship. It's going far beyond the stars. I'm going to shout and sing and let all heaven ring. Knowing I'm about to leave. Now, see, back in the days of Pentecost, we were always trying to get out every day. We were just taking a beating every day, and we wanted to go to heaven every day. So that all of our songs had to deal with, I'm out. How about Jesus coming tomorrow? Don't worry. Run them credit card bills up. No problem. We're getting out. Everything was built on that. It was. It was escapism mentality. It wasn't about taking over. It was getting out. But it says here, I'm bidding this world goodbye. Now, let me give you the nowday version, the Holy Ghost version. There's a way that the world thinks that leaves you anchorless, rudderless, and without engine. And you're just afloat. Can you not see it? America is just afloat right now. No rudder. No, come on. Come on, no rudder. I was going down to speak. I cover all y'all. Nobody gets offended in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But see, I'm always looking for a solution. I'm always looking for a solution. I grew up in an African-American neighborhood. I graduated from a high school, 90% African-American. I did not have any problem with that. I was president of the student body. Until the last 3 years, the majority of my ministry has always been with people of color. And I said, God, what is your answer to Black Lives Matter? Don't you think God has an answer to everything? Everybody is very worried about me right now. I know you are. You're going to go, Bishop, where are you going with this? Because we're going to try to cover you, but if you get way out there, we're going to act like we didn't know you. No. Bam! 63, don't care. I said, God, what's the answer? What can I do about Black Lives Matter? And he said to me, be who you are. He said, go heal marriages, and especially go in to the inner cities and do parenting seminars. You're screaming about the cows are already out of the barn. You need to realize we need to raise up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old. So I went to one of the leading pastors in America that's black, that was a major attorney, worked with Johnny Cochran. And I said to him, what do you think about this? He said, Bishop, I think you've hit the heart of God. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go to every big church I know in the inner city of America, and I'm going to go, let's help people raise kids. Let's help people raise kids. Let's put values in kids. I'm not saying there hadn't been some awesome kids grow up in the inner city. I grew up in the inner city. I'm here to tell you, God has an answer for everything. I understand all the other issues. I understand all the issues. But there's one issue I can help with. The song says, I have good news to bring, and this is why I'm singing. I can scarcely wait. I know I won't be late. I spend my time in prayer, and when the ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin. And if you're ashamed of me, you ought not to be. Yes, you'd better have a care. If too much fault you find, you'll sure be left behind while I'm sailing through the air. Now, Johnny Cash did a stint in Folsom Prison. He wrote another verse that said, this ship will make no stops. On board, there'll be no cops. Okay. I'm here to tell you, it's not about who's the blame, it's what's the solution. Blame never solved anything. Truth solves everything. And here today, bow your heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, settle our minds. Settle our spirits. In this moment, Father, we come into a peace that passes all understanding. Father, we celebrate shalom, which means the destruction of chaos. To the chaos in the lives of your people, I say shalom. I say in the name of Jesus to everyone who is in here, God, we put an anchor down in what we know. We put an anchor down, and it's our hope. And God, we all have our individual boats, but there's a ship called Hope United. There's a harbor that we've pulled into today. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we take this time to develop certain patterns, to live in deliverance, to live in faith, and to especially anchor in hope. If you're here today, this is between you, me, God, and you say, I really need to make a decision for Jesus today. I really need to become a disciple of Jesus. I need to know that hope and to anchor in that hope. If you're here today and you need to make that decision, Just slip a hand up. Let me see. Yep. How many other people? Yep. Thank you, sir. How many others? How many others raise your hand? Yes, sir. I got it. Yes, sir. Awesome. Men. Good God Almighty. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. When you put it up, you can put it back down. That's awesome. Anybody else want to join these men today? Then this woman to say, God, today I want to make a decision for Jesus. Just slip a hand up. Slip a hand up and say, God, today I want to change things. I really want to change things. Yes, darling. Thank you. Awesome. Man, you guys are great. I love people who respond to truth. That shows you how strong you really are. Everybody in the room, stand to your feet. Would you do that for me? And I would like Pastor Corinne, Pastor Joshua, Prophet Deborah, would you come stand over here? Prophet Dennis, would you stand over here, please? Would y'all stand over here? Dr. Jewel, would you stand over here? Thank you. Thank you. Y'all stand over here. Hallelujah. Roz Roker, would you come stand over here, please? Over here. Over here. If you come stand over there. I just have to be obedient to God. If you don't have a sure word for your life, something that you can put an anchor into, this, it's just done. It's done. I want you to come right over here. These people have been proven. The word of God. How many of you say, I need a sure word this morning? Let me just see. You see? Yeah. Come. I need a sure word. Come. I want you to come right there. I need a sure word this morning. Come right there. There's one of these people right here. Go right there. If you'd like to make your life, that's good. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Come here, stand right here. Right here. Right here. Come. Come right here. Come here. Right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Come here. Melissa, no. Dad, darling. Come here, baby, right here. Come right here. Up here, come right here. Come here, young man. Love you right here. Come here. Right here. Let him pray with him. Thank you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Right here. Right here. Pastor Marlon, right there. Bam. Please. Hallelujah. 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 You need a sure word? Come right now. You need a sure word. You need to anchor into something. If you need to anchor into something. If you need to anchor into something, come, just come on. I want you to pray. I need you to pray. Come on. I need you to pray. Pray. There's just a few more people. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Today, you need to anchor into something. God said, nobody's leaving without a sure word. Nobody's leaving without a sure word. Something that you can anchor in that's beyond you having to, oh, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. Today, close your eyes. About five more people. Anybody here that needs a sure word, just slip your hand up. Let me see. You need something that you can just bank on. A sure word. Come right here, darling. Right here. Come right here. Just a few more people. Yeah. That's good. I need a sure word from God. A sure word from God. Make sure everybody's found the Lord. Make sure everybody has found the Lord. That's the first sure word. That's the first sure word. Come on. There's about three more people. Close your eyes. I just need you to. I don't want anybody to leave here without getting a sure word from God. Anybody else here? Close your eyes. Just say, Bishop, pray for me. Pray for me. I need a sure word from God. Just slip a hand up. Let me see. I just want to agree with you. I want to agree with you. There's a battle over you. There's a battle over you. Today, you leave with a profound, sure word. You leave with a word. See, you came here. You can't be bullied around. You can't be pushed around. You can't be pushed around. Everybody take hand of the person beside you. I want to lead everybody. Everybody, lead, take somebody by the hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I celebrate you're my Messiah. You're my Lord. You're my God. Today, I follow you. Today, I put my anchor down. Today, I'm not going to be pushed around anymore. I take hold of my hope. I take hold of my family. I take hold of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, my engine full of faith, my vessel is completely delivered, and I'm going to keep it delivered. I'm going to keep it delivered. Keep it delivered. And today, I will honor my oath. Holy Spirit, every day. Every day. I will check in with you. I'll take orders. What you say is what I'll do. And when I lay my head down, I'll be at complete peace. Complete peace. Complete peace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.